Yeah, that's it, with the gold. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get like the Vince McMahon one.
I don't know what it's called. I just know. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. I just, you know.
I'll play the fucking Randy Savage, the graduation song.
Pomp and Circumstance?
Yeah. That'll be more appropriate, I guess.
I remember I almost got kicked off my graduation line. Because we walked out to that song, and
you were doing the
and as we were walking, as they had us all walking onto the football field at the high school, I started doing all the, you know, different Randy Orton, all the different Randy Savage poses, and like
they got mad at you about it.
Yeah, and one of the teachers came up and like grabbed me by their arm, and they were like, "I wouldn't think twice about throwing you off this goddamn line, and your family can't see you graduate." I'm like, "I really don't care."
Yeah, well, at least somebody graduated from high school. I barely graduated from high school.
I did too. Like that's the thing. Like I think about how little I did in high school, and there's no reason why I should have graduated high school.
Yeah, I mean, I got by on like a technicality because I was.
Because you were retarded?
Yes, I was retarded. I was in a special ed group, and they usually don't. They didn't do it was a social promotion back then, so they were gonna leave me back.
I'm fucking
shitting on you. no, I was failing my fucking math, my algebra class, so. Because I suck at math. So,
they had me in resource.
Oh, you were a resource kid?
Yeah. But in my high school, you were in resource for a subject that you... It's not like you were in it because you were stupid. It was like you were in there for a subject that you were failing, so they kind of used it as like... I guess I was retarded. They used it for like an insurance policy, kind of. So it's like...
It was a way to get you out of school faster.
Yeah. So say I failed math... I was failing math, I'd be in it for math, so if I failed math, the credit that I wouldn't get from that, I'd still get from doing resource.
Well, we might as well have just failed high school, because it's been how many months since the last episode?
I actually listened to the very last episode we did today.
Was it October?
No, the last...
It was before I moved.
The last episode that we did that we put
September?
Out... was the end of August. Was
wow,
the,
was it really? Oh, wow.
We recorded two episodes since then, and you never put them out. We did the one after Comic-Con, and then we did the one with Phil when Phil sat in.
Yeah, there was some complications, so let's rejoin everything here since it's been a while. I'm John Eric.
And I'm Brett Peters.
And we are Two Angry Guys, and you may notice from now on we'll be going forward as 2AGVA. Which is Two Angry Guys versus America.
I thought it was Two Angry Guys Vagina Ass.
That works too. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Because you told me there was going to be a heart in between the V and the A.
Oh, right, yes.
So Two Angry Guys Heart, Vagina, and Ass.
Yeah, because the last time we started recording, I had been starting to move. And a lot has happened since.
Yeah, well, like, sorry to cut you off, but yeah, the last episode that we put out was the one that you put out the end of August, was the big tell-all episode for me.
Right.
Which I listened to today, and looking back on it, like, I kind of regret doing that. Like, I don't know, just, I listened to it just today, and it just gave me douche chills.
Oh, really? You regret doing it now?
It's not so much that I regret doing it, it was just like, I don't know, I felt like... Maybe it was needed for that point in time and, you know, everything that had happened, but, like, looking back on it, I definitely wouldn't do something like that again.
Well, I mean, I think at the time it made sense for you to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think you could take it back and say that you shouldn't have. I think you had reasons to do it that still makes sense for the most part.
But just think of fucking everything that's happened since then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot has happened in the last couple months.
At this point, it's been about 5 months since the last episode that we released.
Jesus Christ. We basically took a half a year off.
Yeah.
That's fucking
And
crazy.
That even wasn't our choice. It was just
kind of the way things worked. We wanted to bring it back earlier because I moved back in November. And then it became scheduling issues that were making it difficult to get this together again.
And a couple weeks I'll be moving, so.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll manage though. But yeah, you're fully in a new relationship now since the last time.
Yeah. It's just crazy how much has changed in that short amount of time, you know.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm most excited about is just being able to get out on my own again, you know. I've been living in my parents' basement sleeping on a futon for the last 5 months. So it's nice to I'll finally be able to have, you know, my own place again and just
yeah, you got pushed into a corner and you made do with the situation. But.
Oh yeah, the funny thing is I was only in Brooklyn for about 4 months and I've been here for 5 months, but looking back on it, it seems like the last 5 months honestly seem like an eternity.
Well,
it really does.
The world has changed in the 5 months since we were last on. We have a different president. It's a completely different year. We're basically about to go into a civil war.
So, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, things are quite different from the last time we did a podcast. And you know, the whole reason I wanted to change the name of the show just going forward is because I feel like we're the last defenders of actual free speech in this country.
Yeah, we're the last of a dying breed.
And
not just us, but just so many other people that we know.
Yeah, I mean, we're part of a very interesting community where it feels like we're the last ones that are still fighting, at least within our age bracket, to not be complete pussies.
Yeah, but it just sucks because it's like I feel that people within our group, not within our, but just like people that have been bunched into this group of free speech and everything like that, they kind of, and you can disagree with me if I'm wrong. But I feel like some of them wrongly get pushed into like this whole new like alt-right movement.
Oh yeah.
So it's like I've been
told I'm pulled.
Like yeah, I have alt-right as my political view on my Facebook page. No, I don't.
Oh. Should update mine.
But I just feel it's a little bit unfair that unfortunately now it's becoming a lot more much more, you know, prevalent since Trump came into office that if you are for I guess if you're not afraid to talk about what we talk about, you're automatically on the other side, but you're on the wrong side.
Right. Apparently, there's no middle.
Yeah, there's no middle ground.
Like you're either a liberal hippie who wants to destroy anybody's right to
disagree. You're not a liberal hippie. You're a liberal cuck. That's what you
cuck,
are.
Right, cuck.
But see, that's what puts me on the alt-right side.
You're right. If you use cuck as a derogatory term, that makes
sense. Because, I'm a part of the alt-right because I say cuck, and I listen to Alex Jones multiple times a week, and, you know, I'm a fan of Milo and all that other shit.
And we'll get into that and the whole situation. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like we're watching, like, so let's go back here. So since we haven't been on in a while. So election day comes. Now, we had been championing Trump for a while. You know, a lot of stuff that was going through at the time. Honestly, I didn't think it would happen.
No.
I wanted it to happen, but there was not a part of me that thought it was actually going to happen.
No, I totally, totally agree.
And the happiness that I got that night watching people break down and cry because Hillary lost... it'll be something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
The best part was I had work the next morning. Now, I didn't sleep at all that night. I stayed up until about, like, I think 2 o'clock. I fell asleep right before they officially announced that he won the presidency.
Okay.
Which was at, like, I think, like 2, 2:30
in
the morning.
Yeah, it was like sometime in the early morning.
And I'm like, fuck, I have to wake up in 2 hours. So I fell asleep at 2:30. I was up at, like, 5 o'clock to get ready for work. And I remember, obviously, waking up to the text from you. You're like, holy shit, he did it. Like, everyone else, all my other friends. And getting to work and just seeing... Now, where I work, there are a lot of people that are... I don't know if they're liberal or if they're Democrat. I just know that there's a lot of anti-Trump people. And
well, you're in New York, so like that's yeah, pretty much a given for the most part.
But it just
we're the minority of New Yorkers.
It it brought me so much joy just seeing the utter look of defeat on these
people.
Like,
they were
plate.
Broken. They were
like,
just
yeah,
broken.
Like their wife had just divorced them, or like their son had just told them that he was a homosexual. Just like something, just something very.
Wait, Brett, that's an alt-right thought process. You can't say that.
But like, I remember saying good morning, this actually happened. I remember saying good morning, and I'm standing there with a smile on my face, just because it's like, I'm getting off on all this. And I'm like, oh, good morning. And they're like, oh, what's so good about it? Just like, taking it so, I can understand why, but it brought much amusement and joy to me.
Yeah.
Just seeing these people, like just the look of defeat on their faces, because these were the same people that made fun of him for the last year and a half, saying it would never happen. Like, you saw that video after he won the presidency of like all the naysayers, like, it's not gonna happen, it'll never happen. Like, that was this group of people that I was dealing with that morning.
Yeah. I walked in to work the next day, and I was smiling. I was chirping with the birds, just like zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah.
And I walk into work, and like, you could just, it was like a fucking funeral home.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, just like, disheveled, and like, they were still in shock that it happened. Bitching about how the country is racist now.
Yep.
And I'm just like, come on, you had to know.
I remember that night I had to pick up my parents from the, from the airport, because they just come back from vacation. And I remember my dad like taking me to the side, and he was just like, don't say anything about what had happened to your mother. He's like, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it later. He's like, but do not say anything to your mother about what had happened. I'm like, okay, fine. The thing that sucks is, like, I just feel like there's
Was your mother upset about it, Brett?
My mom owns a Not My President t-shirt.
She got a Not My Mother t-shirt.
I think I said that joke to her. I think I did, actually. But that's the thing that sucks is, like, there's so many people on the there are a couple of people on the opposite side that I feel like I can talk to and have like a logical adult conversation with, but that group is a very small group, and meeting those people come very few and far between.
So in the days following the election, I was being my usual self on social media.
Oh yeah, I had so much fun just trolling and just like working everybody that the day of and a couple of days after.
The hatred I was getting, and you know, I learned a lot about millennials and people on the other side in that weekend, is that they still cannot comprehend why it is that he won.
Yeah, even after all these videos come out, like, this is why you lost.
Yeah.
Like,
they can't rationalize that it's their behavior that pushed people towards him.
I think it was Breitbart that put an article out the day or so after, talking about how this, or actually, you know what? I think it was the day after he won. It was an article about how this extreme push for political correctness and not allowing people to kind of...
You know, Breitbart's an alt-right website, Brett. You're endorsing Nazis.
Okay.
By reading that trash.
I also pre-ordered Milo's book. I guess I'm all right now.
He's a Nazi, even though he's gay and Greek and Jewish and...
No, he's not Jewish, Brit. Actually. I thought he was Jewish. He's not Jewish.
He's half Jewish.
Maybe he's half, yeah.
He's half Jewish. But
how many black dicks that guy's had in his mouth?
Oh yeah, you know, unless he's yelling about fucking throwing them in a gas chamber while he's fucking them, I don't know how you could consider him a Nazi. I don't really get that, especially when he's championing the same people calling him a Nazi are threatening book burnings and setting buildings on fire.
Yeah.
Because he's giving a speech at a college.
Okay, let's Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, let's dip into that.
Wait,
because that's a whole
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yes,
not a racist nor a Nazi.
He's not even an extreme
Richard
right wing.
Richard Spencer.
He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi. I actually think he's one of his quotes about the alt right where we're not racist, we just hate Jews.
You know, here's my problem with Rich. So, you can't condone an actual Nazi, right? But I also can't condone punching somebody in the face just because they're a Nazi. Because...
Unless you're Captain America.
He gets a pass because he's a fictional character.
Yeah.
But...
Like
you can't go around... like, all these celebrities are online fucking preaching, like, how they want to go punching fucking the so-called Nazis. And I'm like, That's great. So you want to commit assaults and do something that's actually illegal because some guy's just a shitty human being.
Yeah.
Like, look.
Like, if you want to punch a shitty human being in the face, that's fine. But then you go to the girl, the Trump supporter that got maced in the face.
Yeah.
On live TV for...
Well, let's talk about the Berkeley incident. Yeah, oh, because the Berkeley incident is its own fucking thing at this point that, for some reason, didn't get as much coverage as it should have.
No, it didn't.
So, UC Berkeley in California, they had Milo there to give... he was giving a speech on... what was it? Free speech? It was a free speech thing.
Yeah, this is the greatest part. It was a free speech event on the first day of Black History Month in a hall that was named after Martin Luther King.
Right. And, so he was there. And he was there. He was brought. He was invited there by the Republican. Because every school has this little contingent of Republicans, even if they're in a Democratic state or whatever. So the Republican, like the Young Republicans Club of UC Berkeley, invited him to, and they had to pay for like extra security and all that shit to have him there because they know like people are crazy when he shows up. And what, like an hour or so?
3 hours before. I think, if I am reading this correctly, it's, about 3 hours. It was, the gathering was boisterous but peaceful until about 6 p.m. And I think it was, it was about 3 hours before the event was scheduled to start.
Start talking. And, all these college kids are there protesting with their signs about how he's Hitler and whatever. And next thing you know, a bunch of kids in fucking masks show up.
It was all these Antifa, Antifa fucking schmucks.
Because we're basically
there
terrorists.
It goes, and I guess I am alt-right, you know what I mean? I'm just using all this terminology and everything. I just need to come to terms with everything. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rip Peters, and I am a part of the alt-right movement. I feel so much better.
Do you?
No, I'm just kidding. It's a bit.
It's always a bit. It's always a bit until someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
So these fucking, Black Bloc and Antifa protesters show up in their fucking masks because they're too fucking ashamed to show their faces.
They look like a bunch of nerd fucking gay ninjas.
And, they start throwing rocks at the building, rocks at the police. They start, taking the barricades down, and next thing you know, they're smashing the barricades through the windows of the building. Again, on Martin Luther King Day, first day of Black History Month, they're smashing up a building named after Martin Luther King because that's where society is deemed
irony.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
It's just they don't realize they're terrorists.
Yeah.
Because they're using intimidation and violence to silence people with opposing views. That is exactly what the terrorists are trying to do. You know, the Iraqi terrorists. They don't like our way of life. So they're you trying to use violence and intimidation to make us change.
The best thing about all this was that, and this is an actual quote, a name wasn't given, but it says, "We won't put up with the violent rhetoric of Milo Trump or the fascist alt-right."
Here's the thing. Is rhetoric worse than physical violence? When did that happen? When did we make the switch where words are worse than physical violence? Because To me, when someone gets called a Nazi or white supremacist or a racist, to me, when you're a real racist, that means you're going out of your way to not only hold people of minority factions down, but to basically spread that like they should be eliminated or destroyed or whatever, basically harm caused to them.
Whatever happened to sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Millennials happened.
Yeah, okay.
That's what happened.
I feel like that'll be an argument until the end of time, until whenever the next buzzword, next generational buzzword comes out. But it's like,
well, I've been reading stuff about like how the generation that's coming up now, like the little kids now, are going to be more conservative.
Well, than anybody. That's the thing, and they're calling them Z-geners, like Generation Z, and apparently, and obviously,
because they'll be the last generation before the nuclear holocaust. So there's no letters after that.
You need to take this. When the following name I'm about to say says something, you need to kind of take it with a grain of salt. But Alex Jones, I was listening to Alex Jones the other day, and he was talking about how he went to an event for his kids at school, and the most of the people that were coming up to him were kids at the age of like early to late high school kids,
14, 15, 16,
talking to him about, you know, Paul Joseph Watson, and talking to him about Milo and Gavin McGinnis, who's another, well, we can also get into that.
Yeah, we'll get, you know, Gavin again, a similar thing as Milo.
And Alex Jones as well. So it's like, I'm interested to see how this transition comes about, but also where exactly it goes, because if this is true and the fact that some of these people are saying that the next generation is going to be more conservative, it can go one of two ways.
You know, the thing is with Berkeley, I don't understand what the purpose is. So they scared Milo away, Milo had to leave, the event didn't happen, okay. But then they started going throughout the campus and into the some of the city and destroying random buildings and businesses. And
I'm you sent me
these people had nothing to fucking do with it. Why are you
I remember you sending me the live feed, and it was when the guy was going through the bank that they had just looted.
Yeah. Yeah, they were smashing ATMs and shit.
Fucking bank. For no reason. There was
what the fuck does that have to do with Milo? What does it even have to do with Trump?
Yeah, it's you're doing the exact opposite. Like, you're trying to fight against somebody who apparently is all for violence and just, but yet your answer to that is to, okay, we're going to loot and we're going to riot and we're going to cause we're going to cause public destruction. Like you said, essentially act like terrorists. How does that help?
And how does that get people on your side? Like, if you're trying to get people to your cause.
And the one thing that
First of all, it's in California, so most of those people were probably anti-Trump people that own those businesses and banks.
Yeah.
Like, the people working in the were not probably Trump supporters. So what are you doing by destroying their businesses? By causing $100,000 to the Berkeley and damage to the Berkeley campus, what are you accomplishing? I don't get it. You just make yourselves look bad. You basically prove everything that is being said about people of your generation that nobody wants to respect, because you fucking act like crybabies who destroy everything when they can't get their way. That's not a revolution.
No, it's not.
You want a revolution? Get into politics and try to make a fucking difference.
Causing destruction and chaos isn't going to make a change. I feel like it's going to make more people not want to be on your side, but
That's the truth, though. It's all these people who are in the middle, a lot of the Bernie supporters and stuff, have kind of almost tipped towards Republican and conservative.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a fact. Well,
because of how fucking crazy it's gotten on the other side.
That's a fact that Trump did. He didn't get a lot. I remember, I wish I had the number. I wish I had, the exact statistics on me. But it wasn't a big number, but he did get a small portion of Bernie supporters. He did get their votes.
As he should have. You know, because what was the other option? It wasn't the other option. People were so upset about Hillary losing, but you have to realize, they're scared. Trump is going to send us to war again, or whatever, or he's defending. He's made some questionable decisions. The Betsy DeVos thing. I don't really have any stake in that because I don't have kids.
Yeah,
and I'm not in school, so it doesn't really affect me in any way. But, I could kind of see where the argument is on that side, why that's a bad call. There's some things that he's doing that are kind of weird. But he's also, in the first 3 weeks since he's been president, officially, he's done fucking more than most presidents have done in their first term in terms of, their campaign promises. He's almost done every single thing that he said he was going to do in, the first couple weeks.
Obviously, not all of it's working out for him, the whole travel ban.
Yeah, I kind of want to get into that, but I'm going to hold off for a minute. But, you know, we're watching the country tear itself apart because people can't agree that it's okay for us to be different and have different point of views, and it's okay to have disagreements, and that it's okay to have discourse, and that not everything needs to be, one way or the other. There can be, I hate to say this term, but there can be shades of gray. I'm not getting paid for a plug of a movie, sorry. But All I want in this fucking world is for us to have civil discussions and debates, and that these fucking kids can grow up and stop fucking trying to bully. They as much as they like to shit on bullying these days, that's what they're doing. They're trying to bully people into thinking like them and being like them. And if you don't agree with them, they'll do everything they can. They'll dox you, they'll get you fired from your job, they'll do everything just because you don't agree with them.
Isn't it crazy though? And I know we've spoken about this since then, and it was but it was kind of funny how all the usual, and not just people we know, but just like how little media coverage.
Yeah,
those like, riots were getting
only
like
Fox was covering it.
I was talking to someone who watches the news every day, and I remember bringing it up like a day or so later. I'm like, wow, it's crazy what happened at UC Berkeley, and they're like,
what
are you talking about? I'm like, are you serious? It was essentially a fucking terrorist attack. Like you had, and I explained everything that happened. He goes, oh wow. He's like, I didn't know about that. He's like, I watch the news every day.
Terrorist attack against free speech.
And then it was funny how all the people that are usually.
There's usually a couple that I expect to say something on my Facebook when I post stuff, and they were nowhere to be found.
It's not even them, but just in general, like everybody that I know that usually posts this whole anti-Trump liberal bullshit, none of them had a single fucking thing to say about what had happened in California and then what had happened literally just a couple days later.
Yeah, at
NYU.
Yeah. Which wasn't nearly anywhere near what happened at Berkeley, but
no.
Like, it was still in the same vein of like, we don't like what you want to say, so we'll silence you.
I was watching it.
I would never march or protest against someone or try to prevent someone from speaking. You can disagree with me all you want, but I would never try to silence you or take away your right to say whatever you want. And you know what? Even as far as stuff like I don't agree with, like Richard Spencer and shit like that, let him fucking talk. If you don't want to support it, don't be there. Don't listen to him. Don't support him. But he has every right to as an American citizen, as shitty as he may be or not, he has every right to think whatever. You can't change people by bullying them. You can't make somebody believe something that they don't. And that's what, you know, we have already a social structure for people like that, that are really racist and really fucking, you know, pieces of shit that really do heinous things. You know, if there's a fucking guy in a church somewhere preaching about how all fucking black people need to be fucking shot, you know what? Eventually, the world will work out to get him. Like, he'll be exposed. Because people like that...
People like that
don't really fit in with society. Like, no one should be preaching violence against somebody for any reason. You know what? Like, and that's the thing with going back to Richard Spencer is, like, disagree with him all you want on a verbal level or whatever, but when you start saying it's okay to go out and fucking punch him or that, you know, somebody should go and shoot him in the fucking face, I don't necessarily think that you're making a better point about, you know, people like to say, I want to take the high road and all that shit. You will know the high road is not preaching violence to solve problems like that.
But what they did out in California at UC Berkeley is the exact opposite of taking the high road. And even what they did, like, and it goes, but even what they did in New York,
yeah,
even though not as crazy, chaotic, one of the crazy things that did happen was he got pepper sprayed.
Yeah. Well, going back to like the Berkeley thing, there was that random girl who was giving an interview to the news, and one of these Antifa fucking assholes, like, pepper sprays her for no reason. She's not doing anything. She's just talking to giving an interview, and next thing you know, someone sticks their hand in with pepper spray and maces her in the fucking face.
Yeah.
How is that okay? How can you condone that? You can't.
Well, I said, I'm like, you know, the same people that I said the next day, I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if the same people who champion the whole punching of Richard Spencer, albeit he is a Nazi. I'm sure they'll try and find some fucking way to be like, oh, well, no, pepper spraying her wasn't so bad because she was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
By the way, she wasn't. She said, her hat said Make Bitcoin Great Again.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Okay. Well,
which is even worse if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the
fucking
hat.
Bitcoin.
It's like the hat that I have.
Yeah, you make hockey.
I have a hat that says "Make Hockey Violent Again," and there's been numerous people that have come up to me to ask me, be like, "Can I see the back of your hat?" Because
see the white letters with the red hat. Yeah,
whatever the fuck this is. They see the white hat. They see the red hat with the white font, and they just see "Make Again." And then they're like, "Wait!" And like the other night,
you have to do a double take because you can't. You know,
the guy came up to us. He's like, "Can you turn around, please?" And he's like, "Oh, he's like, I thought it was a Make America Great Again hat." Even though it was out in New Jersey, in that area of Jersey, probably. Actually, no.
You never know. But, you know, there's parts of the country where you could have, like, if you wore the hat in California, who's to say it and someone would have fucking walked up behind you and decked you in the back of the head?
What, to make hockey violent again?
Yeah.
I wore it in.
They don't like hockey in California, that's why.
Yeah, because their team sucks, that's why.
Can you blame them? Playing in front of those types of fans, I would suck too. Give me the fucking. They're looking to get the fucking team moved by being shitty.
Yeah, but I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, was it the Trump train?
It was the Trump train. Yeah. Well, that was one of the songs they played at the protest. Somebody brought like their own PA system and they played "Fuck Trump." Like it was like the "Fuck Donald Trump" song or something like that.
Yeah. By the way. As far as chants go, that might be one of the least original
fuck chants. Donald ever. Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. It's like, you try. It's like, it's not even a trying to, or it's just like, it's, your chant should be kind of clever and like something that like won't get bleeped on TV. Maybe. I don't know. That's just me. I feel like it just reeks of desperation when your chant is just fuck that guy.
Yeah.
It's a very lazy chant. Come up with something more clever. Find something that rhymes with Trump. Trump's a chump. Trump's a
even
chump.
Even that's just hacky.
It's hacky, but like at least it makes sense as a chant.
But if it's not as powerful as, you know. Yeah.
I don't find fuck offensive, so it's just kind of like, just lazy.
Yeah.
But.
But you said there was something that you wanted to bring up about, we got into this, but there was something about Trump that you wanted, I think the travel ban you mentioned.
Yeah, the travel ban thing, like, look, he said he was going to do it. We all knew it was coming one way or another. I personally think that it was implemented poorly. I think that there was a better way for them to go about doing it than the way they did, where it blocked people with green cards and that were like legal citizens and shit like that. Like, look, first of all, there's hypocrisy because Obama did a similar ban
in 2011.
Yeah. So to act like it's unprecedented that it was something like this could happen.
It was like a 6-month ban. He didn't want anybody from. It was like 6 months. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'll just. He did a ban because I don't want people who listen. Not like anyone listens to this anyway. Well, I don't want someone to listen to be like, oh, you're wrong. It was 8 months. It wasn't 6 months. But for a set amount of time, he did the same thing where he didn't want people coming in from Iran.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with us wanting to screen out people better? Look, and I know the argument is, well, the countries that are on the list, like, there isn't even anybody who's been a terrorist from those countries. Like, yeah, but they're all, for the most part, countries that have supported terrorism in some one way or form. And yeah, but Saudi Arabia, yeah, but do you want your gas prices to go up to $8 or $9 a gallon? I don't think so. I think our point can be made one way or another, but banning Iran... and Syria right now are probably two countries that we need to like kind of screen people out better. Just saying. And you know, I'm not saying like, oh, lock people away from their families and, you know, keep them on the other side of the ocean until they can get screened. But like, there's ways. Like, people who have been here already, who have established some sort of base here, they can come back, especially if they have papers. But like, even if they were in process of, like, as long as they're being screened properly, and that's all we really want is to screen them properly. Sure. You know, there was a commercial on the Super Bowl. It was like this Mexican mother and daughter, and like there was this big commercial that they ran, And, like, the whole thing is, like, they get to the border, and there's this giant wall. And then there's, like, they walk over a little bit, and they see a door.
Oh, was that the Coke commercial?
Where no, it wasn't the Coke. It was for something else. Was it was like some lumber
commercial. It was, like, Project?
It was lumber. No.
It wasn't...
No, that was a different commercial. There was a couple of these commercials this year. But it was, like, sort of some lumber company. And they get to it, and there's this just door in the middle of it. And, you know, the idea was that, like, for people who really want to be here, there is a path to America.
Yeah.
And, like, the door was supposed to represent coming here legally. Even though, like, before that, like, the travel and everything was, like, basically your typical legal, like, trekking through the desert. You know, it's trying to find water and shit like that. But, and that's the truth is, people who want to come here and assimilate and want to be part of our society and really deserve to be able to come here should be able to come here. I have no problem with it. Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't want any foreigners in the fucking country ever.
Well, I don't.
Oh, well, all right. Maybe we disagree there. But...
Just kidding.
Wink, wink, you alt-right bastard Nazi.
What's that hand movement you're doing with your hand, Brett?
You know, I just... All I want is, like, if you want to be here and you deserve to be here, we'll let you in eventually. Like, you just got to do it the right way. But nobody should be able to fucking just walk in and be like, I want all the benefits for being here. What'd you do to get here? Oh, I just walked across, no problem. Like, so what about all those other people who fuck them, they don't matter. I got here. No, it can't be that way. We have to, like, there has to be order. And when you act like illegal immigration is not a crime, you're basically saying that, well, it's okay to break laws because laws don't matter.
Look at the raid they're doing. The raid they're doing on Staten Island?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They got five. I think it was either yesterday or the day before. They got five, and it's apparently something they've been doing since the beginning of the year.
Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with immigrants being here. This country is built on immigrants.
The problem,
and I think that a lot of the people on the liberal side of this think that, like, it's anti-immigrant, period.
Here's the thing, though. It has nothing to do with immigrants.
First of all, by the way, why is not wanting illegal immigrants in the country racist? It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with them being here illegally. Let's put it this way. If Canadians...
But that's what liberals like to do. Liberals Canadians, like to make it about race.
If
they
Canadians
like to...
were at the same rate of crossing the border illegally as Mexicans were... Would we not have a problem with Canadians in this country?
If
white Canadians,
oh, okay,
if
white okay.
I'm saying if white Canadians or like even the they're Indians or whatever. Well, they're not Indians. I don't know what the fuck they call them.
Whatever. If white Canadians came over the border illegally, they'd probably make it some weird thing about white privilege. Still make it racist.
By the way, white privilege doesn't exist when you're losing your job and you're working for minimum wage and you're in the same shit as everybody else. There's no such thing as white privilege. There's such a thing as financial privilege.
Yeah.
And class privilege.
Well, wait, you mean to tell me you don't get that white privilege check sent to you at the end of every month?
No, I don't.
No? Oh, I forgot. No, because you're Mexican. That's
oh, right.
I do, though.
Yeah.
Every
month you get a check?
Yeah, every month. The end of it just says, like the memo just says white privilege. They throw me about like $150 a month.
That's not bad. You know, I mean, it's not as good as a scholarship to an all-black college, though, but I mean, it's not bad.
But the thing is like, at the end of it, the problem with the whole travel ban and the immigrants not coming in has nothing to do, like, yeah, obviously we have always had the problem with people from Mexico and all that coming in illegally, but right now the main concern are these refugees.
Oh, Syrians.
The Syrians that are coming from Syria and going into Europe, and they're coming into the United States, and you can read about it on the internet.
You know what? The fucking New York Times, who has done everything to shit on Trump, the fucking New York Times was even put in articles like, there are terrorists posing as Syrian refugees.
Yeah. Well, there was an article on Yahoo the other day. It says, Syria's Assad tells Yahoo News some refugees are definitely terrorists.
And you'd have to be an idiot to think that that's not happening. To deny that. Because if I was a terrorist, right, and I wanted to get into the U.S. to do some shit, no. Am I so? You expect me to be honest when I'm trying to get in? Like, All right, so are you here for business, pleasure? What are you here for? I'm here for terrorism.
I'm here to kill all the infidels.
I'm here to kill infidels.
Yeah, it says you know, in an interview with Yahoo News, they asked him about the travel ban as a part of the executive order. He said he wasn't going to take sides, but when they asked him if some of those who fled are aligned with terrorists, he quickly replied, definitely.
Fucking jerks.
That's like you have 100 refugees coming to America, and 20 of them are terrorists. It's like if I give you a bowl of 100 M&Ms, because people love to use this analogy.
I hate this analogy.
I get a bowl of 100 M&Ms, and I say 20 of them are going to kill you. You're still going to eat the M&Ms?
No, it would be like if you said, here's a bowl of M&Ms. All of the red ones have AIDS. Are you going to tell me that you wouldn't take the red ones out of the bowl?
Yeah, I would.
You would.
Because, and the thing but, is, like, but, it's
but,
just
no,
sort of,
no, but Brett, you're being prejudiced.
I know I am.
Because what about the red ones have ever done to you? I mean, well, yes, they have AIDS, but like, now you're just being prejudiced against the red.
No, M&Ms. It's not racist. It's called it's a racial bias. I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced. I have racial bias, right? Isn't that that test?
It's a little bit different, but my point is like
are that you, made absolutely no sense.
Are you just for the sake of being politically correct? Would you keep the red M&Ms in the bowl?
No, I wouldn't.
And endanger not only yourself but all the other M&Ms that are in the bowl. Just to not look bad, because the big red M&M over there that talks is going to be like, well, you don't want my people in. What's wrong with you?
Because your M&Ms have AIDS, sir.
Yes. And M&Ms with AIDS are as good as Skittles.
Wait, so you're saying you don't like Skittles?
I'm not a fan of Skittles. They just make your mouth taste weird. I don't know.
Anyway.
And like, unless you're making like Scissorp or something. I don't know what good
Scissorp?
Yeah, it's like that black drink that Trayvon Martin was drinking.
They make Scissorp with Skittles?
Yeah. That's why they found the can of iced tea and Skittles in his pocket, Brett. That was the whole thing.
Oh, I just thought he just wanted that.
No, there was...
If I wanted the snack, I would definitely go for a can of a 99-cent can of Arizona iced tea and a bag of Skittles, like... But I'd probably go with the green bag of Skittles, the orchard Skittles.
Oh,
or the sweet and sour.
I prefer Starburst Skittles.
I don't care.
That's me. Anyway, let's not get back to Trayvon Martin and bring that back. We've already discussed that to death in his.
I feel like you did when I wasn't around.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Which was only for like 3 weeks when you think about
it's
it.
It's a while ago already.
Two years ago at this point.
Yeah. I feel like that anniversary of that was recently.
It was.
Or his birth. I think I saw something. It was like his birthday.
Oh, I do. You're talking about the anniversary of this podcast.
No.
I don't want to get into that.
No. I think I read it was like his birthday or something the other day.
Well, let's not get into that.
All right.
I feel like we already have a lot stacked up against what we've been talking about.
Well, it's been a long couple months. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things like. Trump is going to do things that are going to upset people, obviously. Like, yeah. You have all these protests now about the like, look, I understand it can't technically be an anti-Muslim ban. You can't ban Muslims from coming into the country.
Do I think there should be a ban? No. Do I think there should be a freeze until maybe we can figure out a better way of screening some of these people?
That's really all it is. It's a temporary freeze on them coming in.
Yeah.
And until we can really figure out who they are. It's not really a ban, because bans are permanent. This won't be it can't even be permanent more than 4 years, guaranteed. Because, like, if you're worried about, like, oh, we're banning Muslims, it's not forever. Because even if it was to continue just under his presidency, the second the next president comes in, that's gone. We all know that's how what's going to happen.
Do you think he's gonna last longer than four?
If shit like Berkeley keeps happening, he'll get the full eight.
He'll get the full eight?
Yeah, I think enough of the country will get sick of their shit. That we'll see him get another. I think they're almost guaranteeing him another 4 years if they keep acting like the way they are. You know, nobody wants to deal with their shit. And why should they? The left is their own worst enemy. And they don't even understand it. There's no self-awareness to what they're doing.
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere yesterday that all they're doing, and we've mentioned this already, all they're doing is just making it easier for people not to want to align themselves with that side, whether it's people that kind of find themselves in the middle, or like what we brought up before, younger people.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if this is true and this is going to happen, that the next generation is going to be a hell of a lot more conservative. But that also goes back to what I said before. There's two different types of conservatives, so it can go one of two ways. It could be good or it could be bad. But if what people are saying is true, it's definitely going to be interesting. Maybe there is hope for the future.
Shit. I just want to go be able to have a fucking argument with somebody without being called a racist.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
That's all I really want.
Like, it's unfortunate that there are a lot of things that you kind of just can't have a adult civil conversation with, even when both people have the facts. It just becomes like a continuous, like, you know, back and forth with no end.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm a reasonable person. Like, if you can make a convincing argument against something I believe, like, there's... Yeah. There's room to sway my position a little bit.
Yeah, obviously you always need to have the last word, but you're pretty reasonable, so you can.
I don't deny that, but you know, I'll at least give you the chance to fight or explain your side. That's why I hate when people just resort to like "fuck you, you racist," because I'm like, what good does that do you? How does that help your side? How does it help me understand or sympathize with your opinions?
Really, also what it is, it's a large group of people that unfortunately are ruining it for everybody else. And it all goes back to
Would you say it's a couple bad apples?
Yeah, it's a couple of bad apples. It's actually a big group of bad apples that are making it hard for people, because you'll have these groups that'll come out and say these very extreme things. That are pro-Trump.
Oh.
And in turn, it'll become what it's been for the last year and a half. Oh, you are a Trump supporter? Well, then, by definition, you are racist, mm-hmm. and you're sexist.
There's a funny point to be made here in that the same people who would sit there and argue that not all Muslims are terrorists.
Are the same ones
saying that all Trump supporters are white Nazis, racist.
Yeah.
And shit. So that's what I mean about the self-awareness thing, is that they just can't even comprehend that they're being hypocrites. You know? And it's just disturbing that so much of the culture has been bought into this now. You know, the thing with Trump, by the way, is, and the claims of the fake news, like, you want to be able to deny that you know, these CNN and stuff have conspired against him and created stories that didn't really exist.
But,
and Trump said some dumb things. I'm not going to deny that.
But wasn't there a story that came out recently this week about, like, them...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what you're getting toward, so...
Yeah, exactly. In that there are outlets... I think it was Vulture or something, that basically...
Yeah, but Vulture are predominantly like a pretty liberal...
Yeah, I think it was Vulture in that there was a memo put out, and one of the reporters was like kind of disgusted by the whole thing, in that, you know, they're basically being forced to like create a narrative against conservatives.
At the same time, though, I feel like that's every news outlet, every media outlet. I'm sure
they all are.
But, I'm sure Breitbart does the same thing. I'm sure Fox does the same thing.
But that's the thing about the fake news thing is, like, news is meant to be unbiased. It's just supposed to be information. It's not supposed to be opinion-based.
But
that's what it is. And then you have these like, echo chambers situations where, like, these people sit and they watch their one thing of news that just confirms their ideas, and then any dissenting opinion is wrong or invalid because it's not what they want to believe. And yes, you can make an argument against the shit we do too, but I'm willing to at least listen to the other side.
Where it's the exact opposite with them. Like, you're willing to listen to them, and unfortunately they're not willing to listen to you. And if they do, then I feel like they'll jump to the conclusions quick.
Yeah. It's a jump to conclusions, Matt. And everything is either racist, sexist, misogynist, or transphobic, or whatever.
Islamophobic.
God, I should make that. The jump to conclusions, Matt, but just have it like be one of those.
Yeah, I'm sure there's already a post like that on the internet somewhere.
You gotta Photoshop that thing from Office Space.
That's what it was from. Yeah,
it was Office Space.
The conclusions, Matt. Yep.
Yeah. I'm just, the next 4 years are going to be very, very interesting and to see how things work out, but
it's already been fucking...
The fact that it's only been a couple weeks, gotten as crazy as it has already.
It hasn't even fit, he was sworn in on the 20th,
that's right? So it's almost, we're almost approaching a full month.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been just...
It's been fucking nuts.
It's been mad. It's been madness. I feel comfortable saying it's been madness.
You know... I've watched people like bitch about how they're getting rid of Obamacare. People don't seem to realize the thing with Obamacare is it's generally pretty terrible. Like, it didn't really help as many people as they claim.
Like,
it really only benefited about 20 million people in this country. And to think that 20 million people out of 360 million is relatively a small number.
Now, I didn't have to deal with it because I have insurance through my job and everything like that. But
you know what? Even then, it still affected things like your premium rates and stuff. It affects your taxes. It affects a bunch of things.
But what I was getting to is, like, I didn't have to deal with any of that because of the insurance that I'm provided through my job. But from everyone that I know personally that had to deal with Obamacare, it was nothing but just a fucking nightmare. Like, I remember constantly having to hear Phil complain about him trying to get through with all this and how much of a fucking mess it was. So, I can't base the 5 or 6 people that I know based off of the millions, but... I never heard one good thing about it.
There was nothing good about it. It gave a couple people health care that were probably not paying their hospital bills before that, or tried to avoid going to the doctor or whatever, and put them on really shitty plans with really high it just didn't help anybody. And forcing college kids that couldn't afford it, or people who were just out of college but just out of the grasp of like being able to stay on their parents' policies. You know,
plus the fines that they were giving you. Yeah. The fines that they were giving you for not being able to have Obamacare were more than, like, I remember reading a story, the amount that they had to pay for the fine was more than their actual hospital bill, and it was by a very large amount.
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing is, like, you know, you had people who would rather pay the fine because they couldn't afford the healthcare. To pay a couple thousand dollars for the healthcare.
No, there were instances where the fine was more. Where the bill was like $100, but because they didn't have the insurance, then they got a $300 fine. But there also were instances, like you said, the opposite, where they'd rather pay the $90 fee for not have the $90 fine for not having it instead of having to pay the $300 bill.
Oh, dude, the fine goes up to like $600.
Well, I'm just saying, I do know there were instances of like the bill being as little as like $90.
I think it went up every year you didn't have it. So if like this was your second year not having it, it was even more this year.
Or I thought it was like based on like the severity of it, the severity of like what the hospital bill was or whatever. I could be wrong. I probably am. Sure, but at the same time, sure, I'd have to deal with any of this.
It was a percentage rate, but it was like a minimum at a certain point too. But. You know, it didn't. These are things that like needed to be fixed, and like they're getting fixed now. Maybe not exactly the right way, but these are things that needed to be resolved, and they weren't getting done, and they were done poorly. And I don't see why people can't see that. Why we have people protesting in the streets? What, like, I really, like, for a long time, I always felt like a race war was, like, looming over us. Like a real race war. But now I don't think that's the case anymore, because I think it's just going to be straight up civil war between, like, two sides.
Yeah.
And the other thing that sucks is living in New York, it's almost impossible to own a gun here. So if it really shit goes down, nobody who's on the Republican side is really going to be able to protect themselves. But the funny thing is, and one of the things I read was, somebody said, is that if something shit like that went down, it's the Democrat side has no chance because it's the Republicans who own all the guns. Anyway, so I'm just looking forward to, like, you know, rolling down the street with a tank or something and blowing away some fucking college kids. That's just going to be fun one day. We're about 3 years away from that, maybe. Trust me, if he wins a second term, all bets are off. I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, I'd say so. If you thought it was bad now.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
No.
I think people are worried for the wrong reasons. I think they bought into the hype. I think they bought into the media's bias bullshit.
I think people have the right to be a little bit nervous just because it's something new. I feel like the same. I feel like that happens every time a new president comes in, but also at the same time, it goes back to what you said. I feel like just a lot of people bought into the media hype.
Yeah. Yep. But so be it. Anyway. Yeah, I don't want to ruin the whole night for you people. So we're going to start trying to keep these shows a lot shorter going forward. It was one of the decisions made, bringing it backward.
Would you say it was one of the executive orders you made?
Yes, it was one of my executive orders. So we'll see. You know, there's some. We're gonna start doing some more stuff with the YouTube account.
I know we've spoken about live streaming.
Yeah, we'll be starting that soon with the.
You know, making these things live, which I don't really know how much of a good idea that is, but it's worth a try. I'm willing to do it.
We'll give some. There's some ways to do things. I want to, I want to start doing some more variety stuff with us doing some movies related stuff and on location stuff. Like we're going doing a big trip to WrestleMania this year.
Oh yeah, you can definitely expect.
So we'll be trying to plan stuff at least for the Facebook page and through YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube, the Instagram, all the social media. Like we probably won't, obviously we won't have an episode. I don't think we'd be able to record an episode.
I have a way to do it if we want to do like something. We'll work out the details of that, but there are things coming up, that we'll finally really be able to. To expand a lot of the things we were doing before. And one of the things I want to round back to. So we never released the Paul Feig interview.
Neither have we ever talked about it. We did the episode where we talked about it. We did the Comic-Con.
Right. So what I'm going to do in the coming week or so is I'm going to upload the audio of just the interview to YouTube as a video, and
it's a very short interview.
It's not a long interview, but I kind of want to finally get that out and let people hear what happened that day, because I know we built up to it and then it kind of just died and disappeared, and I don't want to make it look like it never happened. So I'm gonna post it finally, and you'll be able to finally hear what that whole interaction that happened, and probably shake your heads in disgust. Because I felt it was like a very
it was very cordial.
Cordial, yeah.
It was a very cordial interview.
Cordial was the word I was
like. I remember standing out. I remember because I wasn't allowed to come in, but I remember standing out there and just being like, "Oh my god, what's gonna happen?"
Yeah, but I didn't pussy out. I didn't back off of it.
No, and you said what you said, and he respected you for it.
Yeah,
I think.
And thankfully, they've backed off of doing a sequel.
Oh, really?
To Ghostbusters, but. It's Aragon Stars now, so I've had to accidentally flip through it a couple times, which has made me want to punch my TV. So, I would love to know what happened with Christmas for them, because they were really pushing it like as a stocking stuffer. I wonder who.
I'm sure we can look it up and find sales numbers.
I don't really want to.
Well, I will then.
I don't want to bother.
I will. For you.
Anyway, so we're going to wrap things up for 2AGVA. This is a I don't know how this is going to work over. I think we'll just call it 2AG, and then you'll just assume the VA is there.
Yeah, we'll have it in the logo every so often.
At the very least. But, yeah, so that's going to wrap it up. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I was super excited. I was super stoked about knowing that we were finally going to be able to record after all this time.
And things are coming. Things are going to change for the better.
Things are starting to look up for old Millhouse over here.
They usually mean something bad's about to happen to Millhouse.
Whatever.
Just saying. Anyway, we're going to go watch a Nikki Bella match and masturbate. So
do you have the network in your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't want to do it on my couch either. That'd be fucking weird. Anyway, so for Brett Peters, I'm Generic. And
I'm Brett Peters because I could say my own fucking name.
Fuck you. That's I was doing like a professional courtesy. It's called a rap. Anyway, usual place, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. We're still there. We're coming back. And we look forward to this new venture going forward. So we'll see you next time here on Two Angry Guys vs. America. Everybody, every state, get on board, the train is leaving the gate.